Many Sudanese who have been already on the street hours before the signing of the deal have been disappointed with the new deal. They consider the Prime Minister Hamdok signing the deal as a betrayal for the Sudanese revolution, because they had a lot of hope in Hamdok to come back as a prime minister, but not to be appointed by the military leaders. They rejected, they say the deal does not represent them because it is a deal between the military and Hamdok. Political parties also have been so much also in rejection of the deal. Talking of the coalition of the Sudanese political parties that have initially signed the agreement, the declaration agreement between the military council, they rejected the deal, saying the deal gives more power to the military to continue holding the transitional period in the coming months. So they say they are going to, you know, mobilize Sudanese citizens to go on the streets and to reject this deal until the civilian government is reinstated back to Sudan to continue the transitional period until a national election is held in the country.
It appears Prime Minister Hamdok had no alternative than to sign on to the deal. Pressure from international community, from the UN, even internal pressure and protests by the Sudanese has been thus unable to push the military to have a change of mind.
It seems to be true that Hamdok has been put in a corner by the international community, by the European Union and African Union, as well as the military leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan also has been put also into another corner. So this pressure has emerged, this agreement that the two parties are able to agree in a new deal to begin transitional period for Hamdok to be reinstated as the prime minister, so that they are able to win the confidence of the international community. The international community is ready to cooperate with this new government, is able to give funds, is able to give assistance for the transitional period to go ahead. So it looks from the agreement and from the body and from even the timing of the deal itself, it gives a clear message that, yes, both sides have been so much under pressure, even though the speech of both leaders have the initiatives was brought by national parties, national individuals, national technocrats.
With political parties, some Sudanese groups roundly, as you said, condemning this deal, it appears that another round of protests will soon commence.
From the speech of al-Burhan, he talked about the inclusion of participation. So that gives already a room for a new beginning, even if Hamdok is going to form a technocratic and independent government. That is still giving room for political parties to participate. He mentioned clearly that all the political parties, the door will be open for them to participate, in exception of the National Congress, the party of former, the Oster president, Omar al-Bashir. So I believe, yes, there are going to be more protests on the streets